In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Joseph Joey Allen Markham, age 52, of Ravine Way, Campbellsville, died Sunday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Brenda Matney Markham, one daughter and son-in-law, Jennifer and Stephen Carter of Mount Washington, his mother, Wanda Lee Markham of Louisville, four stepdaughters, Pam and Tim Benningfield of Glendale, Amanda and Wes Vaughn, Lisa and Tim Martis of Campbellsville, Kim Matney of Houstonville, two grandchildren, 14 step-grandchildren, three sisters and brothers-in-law, Anna and Greg Mears of Crestwood, Catherine and Bill Buttram of Radcliffe, Tamara and Glenn Weatherholt of Louisville. Funeral services for Joey Allen Markham will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Lionwood Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mr. Timothy Allen Timbo Mattingly, age 43, of the Greenbrier area of Nelson County, a native of Marion County, died Saturday. Funeral mass for Timothy Allen Timbo Mattingly will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Holy Cross Catholic Church with burial in the Holy Cross Cemetery. The Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta is in charge of the arrangements. Jacob Alexander Gonzalez, the infant son of Samuel Gonzalez and Rose Salee of Lebanon, died Sunday at Kosair Children's Hospital after an illness. Local survivors include maternal grandmother Elizabeth Salee of Lebanon. Graveside services for Jacob Alexander Gonzalez will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Old Liberty Cemetery at Brantfordsville. The Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Johnetta Rash, age 77, of Campbellsville, died Monday. Survivors include four sons, Byron Rash and wife Pam, Mark Rash and wife Peggy, Jesse Rash and wife Paula, all of Campbellsville, Greg Rash of Smith's Grove, seven grandchildren, two brothers and four sisters, Dean Miner, Sarah Miner, and Christine Wise of Campbellsville, James Robert Miner of Indiana, Edith Dabney of Paducah, Ruth Stone of Ohio. Funeral services for Johnetta Rash will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mr. Jerry Dale Overfelt, age 61, of Greene County, died Monday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Linda Atwell Overfelt, his mother, Adelia Wilcoxon Overfelt of Greene County, one brother and sister and their spouses, Billy and Joyce Overfelt of Horse Cave, and Matilda Overfelt of Hardyville, mother-in-law and father-in-law, Kenneth and Willie Atwell of Hardyville. Funeral services for Jerry Dale Overfelt will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Wickerville Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mr. Matthew Dotson, age 72, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday. Survivors include two sons and one daughter, Joe Dotson and Daryl Dotson, both of Campbellsville, Carolyn Dotson of Danville, five stepchildren, Jane Bell and Barbara Newton of Bardstown, Martha Reed of Howardstown, Lewis Harris and Ricky Harris of New Haven, 12 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, one great-great-granddaughter, four sisters and one brother, Esteline Stillwell and Jimmy Dotson of Campbellsville, Jewel Dotson of Columbia, Mary Reed and Sylvia Price of Hodgenville. Funeral services for Matthew Dotson will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Rolling Fork Baptist Church Cemetery in Glennings. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Thursday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the family fund at the funeral home. Mrs. Essie Schaffner Scott, age 74, the Allendale community of Greene County. Survivors include three daughters and sons-in-law, Sarah and Mike Skaggs of Campbellsville, Renee and Ricky Ford of Campbellsville, Teresa and Dennis Jaggers of Allendale. Two sons and daughters-in-law, Mike and Linda Schaffner of Allendale, Jay and Cindy Schaffner of Greensburg. Two stepchildren, Eddie Scott of Bowling Green, Joy Tucker of Florence. 10 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren. Funeral services for Essie Schaffner Scott will be Friday at noon Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Boyd Perkins Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock Thursday at the funeral home. Memorials are suggested to the Golden Living Center Resident Care Fund. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.